Dr. Pinsky dictating amount I am in. Kevin Deaver, D-E-V-E-R. Kevin Deaver is a 31-year-old male. He reports he was injured acutely at work on 10-1-22. On that occasion, he was attacked by a dog and injured his right leg and right forearm. He did go to the emergency room afterwards. He has completed his course of active treatment. He also filed a second claim alleging that on 3-16-21, he was exposed to COVID-19, resulting in permanent neurologic, neuropsychiatric, and systemic injury. In paragraph, as per the records provided, an accident report was completed on 10-1-22, indicating the Galloway Police Department had picked up a lost dog in the area and brought it back to the station. When they were putting it in the kennel out back, the dog turned to an officer and bit his leg and arm. The dog was secured and the officer was safe in the building. A first report of injury was also completed, indicating similar findings. His amended claim petition for COVID-19 exposure in March 2021 was also filed. New paragraph. Medical records show he was seen at Atlantic Care Medical Center Emergency Room on 10-1-22. He was unsure of the vaccination status of the dog. He also conveyed a history of intractable chronic migraine, post-COVID syndrome, muscular deconditioning, anxiety, brain fog, COVID-19 vaccine series not completed, and vertigo. He had an open wounds that were cleansed. He was diagnosed with a drug bite of the right arm and discharged home on antibiotic medication. He was advised he would need a rabies shot on days 3, 7, and 14 after the bite. Brady was seen at the emergency room again on 10-4-22. When he was administered rabies immunization. On 10-5-22, he began treatment at Atlantic Care Occupational Health. This was rendered through 10-11-22. His sutures were removed. And he was kept out of work. X-rays of the forearm were negative. On 10-8-22, he went to the emergency room again. Another rabies vaccine was given. The petitioner also was seen at the emergency room on 10-15-22 and received his final rabies immunization injection. This was the fourth such injection. New paragraph. He was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Marzik on 10-27-22. He observed two healed puncture wounds over the volar ulnar aspect of the right mid forearm and over the volar radial aspect. The wounds were clean and dry. There was some thickening in the subcutaneous and deep tissue under the wounds. The ulnar wound was has a negative tenelles and no tenderness. The radial wound was markedly positive tenelles around the scar that radiates down the base of his thumb and radial side of his thumb. He has some tenderness over the distal aspect of the FCR. There was no first dorsal compartment or snuff box tenderness. He had no lymphangitis or erythema and had good capillary refill. Peter was diagnosed with right forearm dog bite with sensory nerve injury and likely muscle belly injury of the flexor carpi radialis. Peter recommended hand therapy. Period at follow-up on 11/14/22. He reported this was very helpful. Peter was almost feeling much better, and the numbness and tingling were gone. Peter exam found two well-healed puncture wounds and negative tenels. Peter's sensation is intact to light touch. Peter was at maximum medical improvement and discharged to normal work duties. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, the evaluator had to look quite closely to identify his scars. Period. On the right forearm, there was a flat pinkish scar measuring 3/8 of an inch across along its ulnar aspect. Period. On the radial aspect was a scar measuring 1/4 of an inch across with similar appearance. Period. He had healed bite wound scars about the anterior right thigh, 1/4 inch in diameter. Period. The medial scar was 4 1/4 inches superior to the knee and the lateral 5 1/4 inches. Period. The most distal forearm scar was 5 1/4 inches proximal to the wrist. Period. The radial scar was 5 1/2 inches proximal to the wrist. Period. Extremities upper. In addition to the scars, he had localized decreased sensation to touch. Period. Grip strength was 5+/5 bilaterally, but was otherwise 5/5. Hands were tabless. He had a positive Finkelstein's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Extremities lower. Pinprick sensation was diminished locally about these scars, but was intact elsewhere. Impression. Actually, before impressions, he had a normal neurologic exam and respiratory evaluation. Period. It is unclear what treatment he actually received for this COVID-19 exposure. Period. It does not appear that he actually was contracted that illness. Period. Impressions. On 10/1/22, Kevin Deaver was bitten by a dog in the right leg and right arm while at work. Period. Was seen the same day at the emergency room and initiated on antibiotics and wound care. Period. He received a series of 4 post-exposure rabies injections running through 10/15/22. Period. He was seen by hand specialist Dr. Marzik, who referred him for physical therapy that was quite helpful. Period. As of 10/11, scratch that. As of 11/14/22, he released the petitioner to full duty work. Period. Mr. Deaver also alleges being exposed to COVID-19 with resultant neurologic signs and symptoms. Period. However, his current neurologic and pulmonary exam are normal. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand or leg. Period. His puncture wounds are small, comma, faint, comma, and not unattractive. Period. Therefore, he has 0% permanent partial disability referable to the right leg and right hand. Also, without cosmetic residuals. Period. In terms of his COVID-19 exposure, there was 0% permanent partial total disability. Period. And